救你的亲属。
The theme for our mid-year spiritual meeting is save your kinsmen.
亲属中有一些是还未信主的。
Amongst our kinsmen, there are some who have yet to believe.
需要我们传福音拯救他们。
It requires us to preach the gospel to save them.
亲属中有一些已经信主，但是信心冷淡，是迷失的浪子。
So amongst our kinsmen, some of them have believed, but their faith have turned cold, and they are the prodigal son.
我们看他们是浪子。
We see them as the prodigal son.
但是天父看他们是儿子。
But our heavenly father sees them as children.
我们对浪子会失望。
We will be disappointed with a prodigal son.
但是天父对儿子有期望。
But our heavenly father has expectation and looks forward to his son.
正如你们昨天诗班所献唱的，天父的一颗心是慈爱又怜悯。
Likened to the choir who presented a hymn yesterday, that our heavenly father has a heart of mercy.
天父要把福分赐给期待的人。
He wants to bless those who look forward to him.
所以天父叫我们要把他们挽救回来。
And therefore, our heavenly Father wants us to bring them back home.
因此，我们要听从天父的话，我们要传福音来拯救这一些还未信主的，或者是已经迷失的。
And therefore, we ought to put in our duty and responsibility to preach the gospel to those who have yet to believe and bring those who are lost back home.
带领他们归回天父的家。
That is to bring them back home.
我们请看使徒行传第五章。
Let's all turn to Acts chapter 5.
我们读十九跟二十节。
Verse 19 and verse 20. Acts chapter 5, verse 19 and verse 20. Verse 19. But at night, an angel of the Lord opened the prison doors and brought them out and said, Go stand in the temple and speak to the people all the words of this life.
使徒们传福音被抓，被关在监牢里。
The apostles preached the gospel, they were in prison.
但是主的福音是不能够被关注的。
But the words of life, the gospel is not in prison.
所以主差派天使开了监牢的门，把他们救出来。
And therefore the Lord sent an angel to open the doors of the prison and save them.
天使对他们说
，And the angel of the Lord told them this，
把这生命的道都讲给百姓听。
That is to speak to the people all the words of this life。
天使称主的福音为生命的道。
Now over here, it is mentioned, that the gospel is the words of this life。
因为主的福音是要拯救人的生命。
Because God's words is to save man's soul。
这生命的道是那么的重要，怎么能够被关注呢
？So since this is such an important thing, then how can the words of life be in prison?
我们又怎么能够不去传呢
？How can we not preach the gospel as well?
主耶稣对他的门徒说
：“The Lord Jesus told his disciples,
你们往普天下去传福音给万民听。
And that is to go forth and preach.” And the gospel to all nations.
主耶稣把传福音的使命交托给他的门徒。
And he gave this commission to his disciples.
所以天使叫门徒要把这生命的道讲给百姓听。
And therefore the angel of the Lord told the apostles that to speak to the people all the words of this life.
为什么主耶稣不把传福音的使命交托给天使呢？
Why did God not, give this commission to the angels?
天使是大有能力的。
Because angels are powerful.
天使能够更有力的、更快的来把福音传遍天下。
They are able to do this work faster and more effectively.
绝对不会像人一样会灰心、会软弱无力，没有办法传遍天下。
It will not be likened to a human that will be discouraged. We will not have strength to preach the gospel.
天使也是绝对忠心的。
And angels are loyal to the Lord.
天使不会像人一样随意来更改主的福音。
The angels would not simply change the words of the Lord.
天使必定会完成遵照主的旨意传纯正的福音。
They would complete this commission.To preach the absolute truth.
但是主却不把传福音的使命交托给天使。
But the Lord did not give this commission to the angels.
因为主没有救赎天使。
And because God is not saving the angels.
所以天使没有亲身经历主的福音。
And therefore, angels did not experience, the gospel.
他们没有被救赎，他们也没有认罪悔改的经验。
They do not experience salvation, neither do they experience sin and to repent as well.
所以主不用天使来传福音。
And therefore, the Lord does not use angels to preach the gospel.
主拯救世人。
The Lord saves men.
所以主要用我们这一些亲身体验福音救赎恩典的人来去传主的福音。
And therefore, he wants men who have experienced salvation to preach the words of this life.
我们请看马可福音的第五章。
Let's all turn to Mark chapter 5.
我们读18节到20节。
Mark chapter 5, verse 18 to verse 20. Mark chapter 5, verse 18 to verse 20. Verse 18. And when he got into the boat, he who had been demon-possessed begged him that he might be with him. However, Jesus did not permit him.But said to him, Go home to your friends and tell them what great things the Lord have done for you and how he has compassion on you. And he departed and began to proclaim in Decapolis all that Jesus had done for him and all marvel.
这个被鬼附着的人，他过去是神志不清的人。
This man who was formerly demon possessed, he was not sane.
现在主拯救他，他清醒过来了。
But,Upon the salvation of the Lord, he has now awoken.
他明白主拯救他的恩典。
And he understands the grace, that God has given him.
所以他要跟从耶稣一起去传主的福音。
And therefore, he desired to follow the Lord Jesus to preach the gospel.
但主不许他。
But Jesus did not permit him.
可见主不要每一个人都做专制的传道。
This shows that, the Lord Jesus does not expect or want everyone to be full-time workers.
但是主要每一个人都要做传道的工作。
But the Lord Jesus expects everyone to be involved in the work of preaching the gospel.
所以主耶稣对他说，
And therefore the Lord Jesus said to him,
你回去你亲属那里去传扬耶稣为你做了何等大的事。
That is to go home to your friends and tell them what great things the Lord has done for you.
他实在是一个很可怜，但是又很可怕的人。
He is both a pitiful and a fearful man as well.
因为他是被鬼附着的。
Because he was once demon possessed.
无人敢接近他。
No one dare to go near him.
他的亲友们也厌弃他。
And his family and friends have abandoned him as well.
他真的无家可归啊，他只能够住宿在坟茔里。
He had no place to go, and the only place that he went to stay was in the tombs.
人们无法把他身上的鬼赶出去。
And man was unable, to cast out the demons that were found in him.
所以只好用脚镣和锁链把他和鬼绑起来。
And therefore all they could do, there was to bind him in shackles with chains.
但这些锁链怎么能够绑得住他里面的鬼呢？
But how can chains, actually bind the demons in him?
结果我们看到他把这个锁链都挣脱了。
And later on, you see that the chains were pulled apart by him.
虽然他挣脱了这一些锁链，但是他却没有感觉到自由。
Although he managed to free himself from the shackles, but he was not a free man.
你看他身不由己的拿石头来砍他自己。
You will read that, he would day and night cutting himself with stones.
他昼夜在坟茔里或者是在山中那边喊叫。
And always night and day he'll be in the mountains, in the tombs, crying.
他真的是过着生不如死的生活。
So, the life that he led was likened, to it, although he was living, but it is equivalent to being dead.
但是主从鬼的手中把他拯救出来，让他重新过自由的生活。
But the Lord Jesus saved him from the demons, and from henceforth he was a free man.
纵使是牺牲了约2000只猪，也在所不惜。
Although, 2000 pigs were sacrificed, But the Lord Jesus to do it.
我们读十一节到第十三节。
We read verse 11 to verse 13. Now, verse 11. Now a large herd of swine was feeding there near the mountain. So all the demons begged him, saying, Send us the swine that we may enter them. And at once Jesus gave them permission. Then the unclean spirit went out and entered the swine. There were about 2,000, and the herd ran violently down the steep place into the sea and drowned in the sea.
为什么主耶稣会同意鬼的要求而牺牲了约两千只猪呢？
Why did the Lord Jesus agree to the terms of the demons to possess the swines?
两千只猪的价值是多少？
What's the value of 2,000 swines?
在新加坡现在约八十公斤重的活猪哦，大约是600块钱。
In Singapore, a pig that weighs 600 kgs, 80 kgs, is worth $600.
那两千只猪，那应该就是1,120万，对吗？
So it's about $120,000.
那主耶稣为了拯救这一个人，牺牲了约两千只猪。
And so the Lord Jesus saved this man and sacrificed 2,000 swines.
那就好像把约120万新币丢在海里一样。
So it's likened to you threw $120,000 into the sea.
那这对他们来说是多么大的一个损失啊！
So this is a very big loss to them.
难怪他们赶快请耶稣离开这个地方。
Therefore, they told the Lord Jesus to leave this place.
要不然耶稣如果再赶鬼的话又不知道要损失多少了。
Because if the Lord Jesus were to continue on casting demons, they do not know how much they're going to lose.
他们并不关心这个复鬼的人得救了。
They were not concerned if this demon-possessed man was saved.
他们只是关心约两千只猪死了。
What they were concerned is that they lost2,000 swines.
所以在他们心目当中啊，这个被鬼附着的人其实比猪不如啊。
And so in the hearts of the men, actually this demon-possessed man was not equivalent, was not even worth the pigs.
但在主的心目当中，
But in the hearts of men,
这个人的价值远远超过两千只猪。
The value of this man supersedes the value of 2,000 swines.
这就是为什么主同意鬼的要求。
And this is why the Lord Jesus agreed to the terms of the demons.
主要借着这件事来让世人知道。
And because God wanted the people to know this.
这个附鬼的人，他的身份地位在你们的心目当中是没有价值的，比猪不如。
That although in your heart, this man has no value, is not even worth the pigs.
但是他的灵魂在神的面前却是那么贵重的。
In the sight of God, his soul is precious.
灵魂有多贵重呢？
How valuable is a man's soul?
主耶稣告诉我们，
The Lord Jesus tells us,
人若赚了全世界却赔上他自己的生命有什么益处呢？
That what value is there even if a man earns the whole world, yet sacrifices.
人还能够拿什么来换生命？
What can man use to in exchange for his life?
这个生命不是指肉体的生命，而是指在肉体里面灵魂的生命。
And so this life is not referring to this physical life of ours, but rather the spiritual life that is in a man.
但是很可惜的。
But what is pitiful?
人只是注重身体，但却不注重灵魂。
Men very often place emphasis in the physical self and not in spiritual self.
身体如果有病啊，他们会花很多钱、很多时间，想尽办法来医治好它。
If you are sick, very often you will try means and ways, spend money to get well.
但是灵魂有病呢，他们却不理不问。
But if the spiritual self is sick, but very often it goes without any asking.
我们信主的人是不是也在不知不觉当中，只是注重身体而不注重的灵魂？
As members of the body of Christ, do we just pay attention to our physical self and not to our spiritual self?
我们的价值观念只是注重在世上的，而忽略了在天上的吗？
Is our values emphasizing just on things of this world and not on spiritual matters?
主耶稣同意鬼的要求，还有另外一个目的。
There is another reason why did the Lord Jesus agree.To the request of the demons.
鬼其实他不用附在猪的身上来去自尽而死的。
In reality, the demons doesn't have to possess the pigs to leave.
那鬼这样做的目的是要利用这个轰动的事情来破坏主耶稣传福音的工作。
The demons wanted to make use of this incident to stop the gospel work.
我们看到鬼也达到他的目的。
You can see that the demons actually managed to achieve this goal.
因为城里的人看见死了这么多猪，损失了这么大，他们只好请耶稣赶快离开。
And because when the people in the city saw that they lost 2,000 swines, and this loss is great, they told Jesus to leave.
那主耶稣就不能够再继续在那边传福音了。
And so then the Lord Jesus is unable to continue his work to preach the gospel.
那主耶稣同意魔鬼这样的要求，难道主耶稣不了解魔鬼的诡计吗？
So if the Lord Jesus agreed to the plans of the demons, does it mean that he doesn't know what they were planning for?
主耶稣当然知道。
Of course, the Lord Jesus knew.
但是主的智慧更高，所以他就将计就计。
But the wisdom of the Lord Jesus is higher than that of the demons, and therefore he used another plan against them.
魔鬼要借助这个轰动的事情来破坏传福音的工作。
The demons wanted to make use of this incident to disrupt the gospel work.
那主耶稣就利用这个轰动的事情反过来帮助传福音的工作。
What the Lord Jesus did was to make use of this incident to proclaim the gospel.
耶稣不是被他们叫走离开了吗？怎么帮助传福音的工作呢？
So then, did not the Lord Jesus actually, the people in the city actually pleaded him to depart?
我们请看二十节。
Let's read verse 20. And he departed and began to proclaim.In Decapolis, all that Jesus had done for him, and all marveled.
Decapolis 的意思就是十个城。
Decapolis is actually made up by 10 cities.
所以Decapolis 这个地方啊，包括了十个小城在内的。
So Decapolis actually consists of 10 smaller cities.
这个被主拯救的人，他听从主的吩咐，回去他的家乡，那就是哥拉森。向他家人传福音。
And therefore this man actually heeded the instructions of the Lord Jesus and he returned home to preach the gospel.
但是他也到居住在附近其他小城的亲属们向他们传福音。
But the other thing that he did was that he actually went to the neighboring cities to preach the gospel.
那为什么他向这些亲属们传的福音竟然让城里的这些人都感到很稀奇呢？
The question is that why is it that when he went around preaching the gospel, they all marveled?
就是因为他们早已经风闻了主耶稣为了拯救一个富贵的人啊，竟然牺牲了约2,000只猪这件事情。
That's because they heard of the news that the Lord Jesus sacrificed 2,000 swines to save this man.
所以这轰动的事情帮助了这个人传福音的工作。
So this news actually helped this man to preach the gospel.
可见的，我们只要听主的话，为主传福音，主一定会在其他的方面帮助我们传福音的工作的。
And therefore we can see that as long as we heed the instructions of the Lord Jesus to preach the gospel, God will help us.
今天我们都已经蒙主的拯救。
And today all of us are saved.
所以主也叫我们要向我们的亲属来见证耶稣在我们身上做了何等大的事，怎样拯救了我们。
And therefore the Lord Jesus wants us to go and bear witness to our neighboring family and friends of how the Lord Jesus have saved us.
我们的亲属他们不会主动来接触耶稣的。
family members and friends would not proactively seek out Christ.
所以主要我们这些信耶稣的人主动的来接触他们，向他们传福音，带领他们到主的面前来。
And therefore the Lord Jesus wants us to proactively reach out to them to spread the gospel to them.
就像主耶稣他也是亲身主动的去接触这个被鬼附着的人一样。
Just like the Lord Jesus who proactively went up to this demon-possessed man.
我们请念第四章，马可福音第四章。
Let's turn to Mark chapter 4.
我们读35到39节。
Verse 35 to 39, verse 35. On the same day, when evening had come, he said to them, let us cross over to the other side. Now when they had left the multitude, they took him along in a boat as he was, and other little boats were also with him. And a great windstorm arose, and the wave beat into the boat so that it was already filling. But he had in the stern asleep on a pillow, and they awoke him and said to him, teacher, do you not care that we are perishing? Then he arose and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. But he said to them, why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith?
当耶稣对门徒说，我们渡到那边去吧。
So when the Lord Jesus said to them, let's cross over to the other side.
门徒当时都不明白，天都已经晚了，为什么我们还要渡到那边去呢？
The disciples did not understand because it was turning dark, and why do we have to cross over now?
那后来他们才明白，原来主耶稣要亲自去拯救这一个被鬼附着的人。
So later on, then they realized that the Lord Jesus wanted to travel across the sea to save this man.
人们都远离这个人，但是主耶稣却主动的来亲近这一个人。
Although men wanted to distance themselves from this man, but the Lord Jesus proactively went to find this man.
主要拯救这个人脱离魔鬼的辖制。
That is to save him from the clutches of the demons.
因此魔鬼他就兴风作浪来阻止耶稣去拯救这一个人。
And therefore the demons actually created a great windstorm.
我们看到主耶稣在39节说他斥责这个风和海。
And you see that in verse 39 that the Lord Jesus arose and rebuked the wind.
可是这个风和海它是没有位格的，它没有知觉的。
The winds and seas do not have feelings.
那主耶稣，你这样斥责这个风和海，那不是你白白的斥责吗？他们都不没有知觉，听不懂的。
Because they do not understand language, they have no feelings, then this rebuke means nothing to them.
其实主耶稣是在斥责在背后兴风作浪的魔鬼。
In fact, it is the Lord Jesus was rebuking the demons that were behind the act of conjuring up a windstorm.
保罗说，魔鬼是空中的掌权者。他的确，他也有能力可以利用风和海来兴风作浪的。
And Paul mentioned that the demons actually have the power to actually create over here a great windstorm.
但是主耶稣是创造风和海的创造主。
But the Lord Jesus is the creator of the winds and seas.
所以风和海都必须要听主的话。
And therefore,
平静下来。
The wind and seas have to listen to the Lord Jesus, that is to be still.
今天我们要传主的福音，拯救我们的亲属。
Today, we have to preach the gospel to save our kinsmen.
福音要拯救相信的人从撒旦的权下归向神。
That is to save those who are under the clutches of the demons so that they belong to God.
当然魔鬼他会千方百计的来阻挡这个传福音的工作。
And of course, the demons will try all sorts of means and ways to stop this work.
所以在帖撒罗尼迦前书第二章第十八节。
And therefore, in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 18, it says,
保罗对帖撒罗尼迦的信徒说，
And this is what Paul actually tells the members in Thessalonica.
我们有意到你们那里，只是撒旦阻挡了我们。
Therefore, we wanted to come to you, even I, Paul, time and again, but Satan hindered us.
在罗马书第一章
，and in the book of Romans, chapter 1,
十三节
，verse 13,
保罗对罗马的信徒说
，This is what Paul said to the members in Rome.
我累次定意要往你们那里去。
That I plan to come to you.
只是到如今仍有阻隔。
But was hindered until now.
所以保罗说，我们传福音实在就是一场征战，不是跟属血气的来征战。而是跟那个空中的恶魔来征战。
Therefore, Paul was commenting that as we preach the gospel, it is likened to enter a battle, not of the flesh, but with the demons.
所以我们传福音必定会遭遇到魔鬼各种方面的来阻挡。
And therefore, when we preach the gospel, we will face hindrances from the devil.
所以我们要靠主克服一切的阻挡。来去向我们的亲属传福音。
And therefore we have to rely on the Lord to overcome all challenges when we preach the gospel to our kinsmen.
因为如果我们因为这些阻挡我们就放弃传福音的话。
And because if you were to give up because of the challenges ahead.
那么他们怎么会有机会来听见主的福音呢？
Then how then would they have an opportunity to listen to the words of God?
没有听见主的福音，你叫他们怎么样会来相信主呢？
How does one come to believe if he has not heard of the gospel?
保罗说过，信道是从听道来的。
And Paul mentioned this, that one comes to believe because he has heard the gospel.
听道是因为有人向他传道。
He's able to hear the gospel because there is someone who preached the gospel.
他信不信是他的责任。
It is the duty of a person to decide whether he wants to believe.
但是我们有没有传给他听，那这就是我们的责任。
But the duty of the other party is that do you preach the gospel?
所以如果我们没有传福音给他听，那我们就真的欠了传福音的债。
And if we do not preach the gospel, then we are indebted.To the gospel.
我们请看罗马书的第一章。
Let's turn to the book of Romans, chapter 1.
我们读14跟15节。
Verse 14 and 15. Verse 14. I am adapted both to the Greeks and to the barbarians, both to the wise and unwise. So as much as in me, I'm ready to preach the gospel to you who are in Rome too.
如果你问保罗，
If you were to ask Paul,
你为什么要到罗马这么远的地方去传福音给罗马人呢？
Why do you go far and wide to Rome to preach the gospel?
保罗会回答你。
Paul would answer you.
因为我也欠了罗马人的债。
And because I am indebted to the Romans as well.
我们讲到欠债的时候啊，通常我们是想到欠钱的债。
Very often when we talk about debt, it is in relation to money.
不过我们也常常听人家说，哦，我欠你一个人情。
But very often, we also hear that you owe me a favor.
因为你帮了我一个大忙。
Because you have helped me.
所以当我们领受别人的恩情的时候啊，其实我们同时也就欠了一个人情债。
So very often as you have received the help from others, you are indebted to him as well.
那我们领受了福音这么大的恩情。
But we have received the great grace of the gospel.
那怎么我们没有想到我们欠了这个福音的恩情债呢？
Why would you not consider that you are indebted to the gospel?
保罗他领受福音的大恩情。
Paul has received the great blessings of the gospel.
所以保罗时常想到他欠福音的债。
And therefore Paul very often recalls that he is a debtor.
那对那些已经听见福音但是不相信福音的犹太人。
And to the Jews who have heard the gospel but they do not believe.
保罗没有亏欠他们任何人福音的债了。
To Paul, he does not owe them anything.
但是对那些还没有听见福音的外邦人。
But to the Gentiles who have yet to receive the gospel.
保罗知道他还是欠这些外邦人的福音的债。
Paul knows that he owes it to them, the gospel.
所以他时常想要赶快把主的福音传给外邦人来还清这个福音的债。
And therefore Paul is determined to quickly preach the gospel far and wide to repay his debt.
我们不也是一样领受了福音的大恩情吗？
Have we not received the great grace of this gospel as well?
我们也一样欠了福音的恩情债。
That we owe we owe it to the gospel.
所以我们要把福音传给那些还未信主的人，特别是我们的亲属们。
And therefore, we ought to preach the gospel to people who have yet to believe, especially our own kinsmen.
我们要让他们听见福音，好让他们有一个可以得救的机会。
So that we can preach the gospel, they would have an opportunity to hear the gospel and be saved.
如果在我们还没有传福音给他之前，他已经就突然间离世了。
And before we have the opportunity to speak about the gospel to him or her, then he has left.
那个时候我们亏欠的心就很大了。
And you will feel, a sense of guilt.
我们会后悔，为什么不早一点传福音给他呢？为什么要一直拖，一直拖呢
？And so very often one would ask that why did I not preach the gospel?To him earlier, and but rather procrastinate.
现在的世界啊，越来越多我们意想不到的灾祸或者疾病产生了。
In today's environment, there are many diseases and incidents and disasters that is beyond our imagination.
所以现代人的生命其实更加的无常。
In reality, that the human life is one that is something that we cannot expect.
一个转身真的就是永别了。
And sometimes just a turn, it is a goodbye.
一声再见可能就是永远不会再见。
And maybe, this goodbye would be one that is eternal.
所以我们要趁着我们双方都还有机会，我们要赶快向我们的亲属来传福音。
And therefore, we should take hold of the opportunity to preach the gospel to our kinsmen.
如果我们有向亲属们传福音了，
And if we have done our part,to tell the gospel to them.
但是他们不愿意相信，甚至拒绝相信。
They do not want to believe.
那我们的良心不会再亏欠。
And then in our conscience, we are free.
因为我们已经尽了这个责任。
Because we have put in our responsibility.
我们中文在这个字啊，是由人和责任的责组合起来的。
In the Chinese written language,of debt, it is formed by responsibility and a person.
所以在这个字告诉了我们。
And therefore, in the Chinese writing of debt,
欠了人的债就要还债，这是做人的责任。
So you pay what you owe, this is the responsibility of a person.
所以再难还，我们还是要还的。
No matter howdifficult it is to repay this debt, we have to pay it.
福音难传，我们还是要传。
It is difficult to preach the gospel, but we have to preach the gospel.
就不还这个福音的债，那有一天我们就要面对主的责问了。
Because if one does not repay this debt, then you will have to face the questioning by the Lord.
其实我们都想向我们的亲属们传福音的。
In reality, all of us, wants to preach the gospel to our kinsmen.
只是我们都知道我们的亲属们当中有一些人不是那么容易或者是那么愿意相信耶稣的。
But we know that, amongst our kinsmen, not all of them are easy, to preach to.And some will not believe as well.
有一些亲属啊，他们是通情达理的。
Some of our kinsmen, they are understanding.
他们会很客气的拒绝你向他们传福音。
They'll be courteous to tell you that to reject you.
但是有些亲属他们是强词夺理的。
But there are kinsmen that are unreasonable.
他们不但会反感，他们还会跟你起了冲突，甚至会责骂你。
They would be disgusted, or they might even collide with you.
Now, 对这一些亲属来说
，and to these kinsmen,
我们说不如我们就在家里为他祷告啊，求神感动他，让他有一天他们会来相信主耶稣。
Very often we will say that we will pray for this kinsman that the Lord Jesus will move him or her that one day they will come and believe.
你是不是也是这样想呢？
Do you think in this way?
那你就要记得耶利哥城是怎么样倒塌的。
Then you have to recall the fall of Jericho.
耶利哥城是不是靠着他们的信心祷告神，那神就叫耶利哥城倒塌了？
Did the walls of Jericho fall because of their faith?
当然，耶利哥城的倒塌是靠神的能力的。
the fall of Jericho is because of the power of God.
但是神的能力还没有叫耶利哥城倒塌的时候。
But before the fall of Jericho,
神对以色列人说
God told the Israelites,
你们每天都要去绕耶利哥城一次。
You have to route the city of Jericho once a day.
第七天要绕七次。
On the seventh day, you route the city seven times.
然后你们大声的呼叫。
And you will cry out aloud.
神的能力在那个时候就会彰显，就会叫耶利哥城倒塌。
And you will see the hand of the Lord that the walls of Jericho will fall.
如果他们不听从神的吩咐去绕城。
If they did not listen to the instructions of the Lord to route the city.
他们每个人都是在营里面大声凭着信心祷告求神。
And all they do is to pray in camp.
你说耶利哥城会倒塌吗？
Do you think that the walls of Jericho will fall?
当然不会的。
Of course not.
同样的。
Likewise.
我们的亲属并不是单单靠我们信心的祷告他们就会自动来信耶稣的。
Our kinsmen will not just come to believe because of our prayers.
如果是这样我们就不用开布道会我们就开祷告会就好了。
If that's the case, then we don't need to have evangelistic service, we would have prayer services.
我们也不用出去传福音分传单我们就通通在会堂里面祷告就好。
We don't need to go out to give our pamphlets, all we have to do is just remain in church and pray.
我们当然要靠祷告祈求神的能力帮助。
Of course, we have to rely on prayers,to seek God to give us strength.
但是我们要听主的话向我们亲属传福音。
But we have to listen to what the Lord has told us, that is to go forth and preach the gospel.
要邀请他们要劝勉他们来到神的家来听主的道来敬拜神。
That is to preach the gospel, to invite them, to welcome them to church, to listen to the words of God.
没有撒种，怎么会有收获呢
？If one does not sow, then how do you reap?
这都是我们明白的道理。
These are principles that we all know.
最近网上很有一首很红的童谣，叫做《花园种花》。
On the internet, there is a viral song.
在小小的花园里挖呀挖呀挖。
So it is that in this little garden that we dig and dig and dig.
种小小的种子开小小的花。
So I sow seeds and the seed grew into small flowers.
种大大的种子开大大的花。
When I sow big seeds,it grew into a big flower.
我再讲下去啊，你们会笑倒了。
If I continue on, I think you will all be amused.
好、right? 这通歌告诉了我们。
And this nursery rhyme tells us.
没有挖呀挖怎么会有花呀花。
That is, if you do not dig and dig, then how would you grow out flowers?
你必须要去挖你必须要去种然后你才会看到开花结果。
You have to till the ground,You have to sow so that one day you will be able to reap.
渔夫出海之前，他不知道鱼在哪里。
To the fishermen before they launch out into the sea, they do not know where the fishes are.
但是如果他们希望得到鱼，他们就必须要选择采取行动出海捕鱼。
But in order for the fishermen to gain fishes, they have to launch out into the sea.
你坐在家里。鱼不会自动送上门来的。
You sit at home, the fishes will not swim up to your homes.
如果真的有鱼送上门来
，Even if there were fishes that were being brought up to your home,
那肯定是有人买了鱼送给你。
Then that's definitely because somebody went to buy the fishes to give it to you.
我们必须采取行动，我们才有希望看到成功的。
It is only by taking actions that one can see.The works of one's labor.
成功绝对不会你在家里等着他就自动送上门。
Success is not because you are at home and then it will happen.
我们必须要行动必须要努力去追求才有成功的希望。
It is only when you work hard, then you will be able to reap the benefits.
你看有许多的人很努力在追求，但不一定成功哦。
You see that actually many people in the world work hard in life, but they might not be successful.
那我们一点都不努力，你就盼望有成功，那不是做白日梦是什么？
And if you hope to be successful without laboring, then isn't this daydreaming?
家人不会因为我们坐在家里等待，他们就会自动信耶稣的。
Family members would not just come to believe just because you stay at home.
我们必须要行动，我们必须要向他们传福音，勉励他们来到主的面前。
We have to preach the gospel, we have to encourage them to come and know Jesus Christ.
有一个小孩跟他的母亲在看一幅画。
There was a young child with his mother looking at a painting.
在大海当中有一只救生船。
That is in the midst of this painting of the sea, there is a boat.
那也有许多人在大海当中浮沉，伸出手来求救。
And in this drawing itself,there is a lot of people that were stretching out their hands seeking for help.
船上的人当然也都伸出手来。
And of course, people on the boat stretched out their hands.
那小孩就问他的妈妈。
So the child asked his mother.
他说船上的人是不是要跟海中的人握手问安呢？
He asked, is that, are the people on the boat actually trying to send greetings, to the people?In the sea.
这个小孩是不是问得太过幼稚了
Do you find that it is a very childish question?
在这个时候怎么是握手问安呢
How can it be that in the midst of a raging sea that you are trying to send greetings by shaking hands?
不过有时候我们的思想是不是也犯上了这种同样的毛病
But do you realize that sometimes in our own thinking we commit similar mistakes.
我们都已经上了福音的救生船。
That you are on board the ship of salvation.
但是我们的亲属有一些人的灵魂还是在大海中浮沉。
But amongst our kinsmen, there are some that are actually floating in the raging sea.
有一些亲属他们虽然信了主，但是他们的灵魂还是在海里面漂流的。
That although some have believed, but their souls are likened to be afloat in the sea.
难道我们只是想伸出手来跟他们握手问安而已吗？
Do you just want to stretch out your hand and send greetings of peace to them?
还是我们要伸出手来尽力的要挽救他，把他拉上这个福音的救生船？
Or do you try your best, that is to stretch out your hand to pull him or her up onto the boat?
所以对还没有信主的亲属们
To our kinsmen who have yet to believe,
还有那些迷失的亲属们
And to kinsmen who are lost,
我们不要对他们灰心失望
We should not be discouraged,
我们要继续的来劝勉他们
We ought to continue on, to encourage them,
要祷告靠主的帮助把他们挽救回来
And that is to pray, that is to ask God, to preserve them.
所以求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
让我们都能够尽我们一份的力量来拯救我们的亲属。
That all of us will put in our utmost effort to save our kinsmen.
我们同心默祷。
Let's say a silent prayer.